Chapter 9. Hear, Israel, you are to pass over the Jordan this day, to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to the sky, a people tall and great, the sons of the Anakim, whom you know, and of whom you have heard say, Who can stand before the sons of Anak? Know therefore this day, that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a devouring fire. He will destroy them, and he will bring them down before you. So shall you drive them out, and make them to perish quickly, as the Lord has spoken to you. Don't speak in your heart, after that the Lord your God has thrust them out from before you, saying, For my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. Whereas for the wickedness of these nations the Lord does drive them out from before you. Not for your righteousness, or for the uprightness of your heart do you go in to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations. The Lord your God does drive them out from before you, and that he may establish the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Know therefore that the Lord your God doesn't give you this good land to possess it for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, don't forget, how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that you went forth out of the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath, and the Lord was angry with you to destroy you. When I was gone up onto the mountain to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water. The Lord delivered to me the 2 tables of stone written with the finger of God, and on them was written, according to all the words which the Lord spoke with you on the mountain, out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. It came to pass, at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, that the Lord gave me the 2 tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. The Lord said to me, Arise, go down quickly from here, for your people whom you have brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, the Lord spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under the sky, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain was burning with fire, and the 2 tables of the covenant were in my 2 hands. I looked, and behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God. You had made a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you. I took hold of the 2 tablets and cast them out of my 2 hands. And broke them before your eyes. I fell down before the Lord, as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water, because of all your sin which you sinned, in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure with which the Lord was angry against you to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me that time also. The Lord was very angry with Aaron to destroy him, and I prayed for Aaron also at the same time. I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burnt it with fire, and stamped it, grinding it very small until it was fine as dust, and I cast the dust of it into the brook that descended out of the mountain. At Taberah, and Massa, and at Kibroth Hattaavah, you provoked the Lord to wrath. When the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you didn't believe him, nor listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. So I fell down before the Lord, the 40 days and the 40 nights that I fell down, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed to the Lord and said, Lord God, don't destroy your people in your inheritance, that you have redeemed through your greatness, that you have brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Don't look to the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin, lest the land which you brought us out say, Because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised to them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, which you brought out by your great power and by your outstretched arm.